in this great worship service where the Spirit of God has already blessed us, given us encouragement to know that we are in the house of God. We are at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Would you start with me reading? I'll be reading from verse number 16. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, he says to them in verse 16, in a reminder as he closes this chapter, this book, he says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Give thanks always in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to use as a title for this message, giving thanks continually. Giving thanks continually. Remain standing as we pray. Oh God, our God, thank you for your presence and strength and encouragement in this hour of teaching and preaching and hearing and receiving. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive what the Spirit says to the church. I speak now as an oracle of God. I minister with the ability that you have given, that you in all things might be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated in the house, giving thanks continually. Giving thanks continually. There are times when I have given a greeting to someone, and the answer that I'll usually get back when I say, "Good morning, how are you?" The answer that I get back sometimes is, "I can't complain, because it won't do good anyway. I can't complain. It won't do anybody any good anyway." We have a choice in life, to complain or to give thanks. We have a choice in life when we're going through circumstances and trials, or even when things are looking halfway decent, to give thanks or to complain. I like what these people say to me. "I can't complain because it won't do good anyway." But we find here that Paul is encouraging this church after he gives them theological exposition and talks to them about the in-depth understanding and the riches of God's mercy. He finally closes this chapter, this book, by saying, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and then give thanks in all circumstances." On last week, we brought a message called Giving Unscheduled Thanks. That is, and I want to use this opportunity to just bring you up to speed on where we were. That is, there are times in our services, there are times in our life, there are times and circumstances where we have scheduled giving God thanks. But I wanted to encourage you last week that you should be able to give God thanks even in the unscheduled moments. There are times when in the middle of the service, I know that we love that song, "Hallelujah, all thanks and be," and everybody's standing up and the choir is singing. But there are times even in the announcements when somebody should say, "Amen. Glory to God." I know that's unscheduled. I know that's not the time. But there are times when even in the middle of the offering, somebody should say, "Glory."
Yes, amen.
Why? Because God is doing something in your life, whether you feel like it or not. But there are unscheduled moments. That psalmist in 105 told us to talk to God. Talk about God. Talk about what God has done. That makes you want to give thanks. When you go back and think about the things that God has done in your life. And I told you, you don't have to wait for God to do it for you.
Amen.
You can give God thanks for what he's doing in somebody else's life.
Amen.
You can give God glory sometimes for what he's opening, how he's opening doors for somebody else. Then you go back and you learn how to sing. We were riding back from, riding to and from New Orleans. You know, that's an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
8 hours. 540 miles. I spent 540 miles. I spent 8 hours on the way singing. Rona was singing with me sometimes and sleeping other times. But I'm singing, and I got about to Kilgore, Texas, and all of a sudden that anointing started rising up in the car, and I got to that Texas, Louisiana state line, and even though there was some traffic, I was still giving God praise. I'm gonna tell you, there are times when just singing, I told you that singing releases some endorphins. Sometimes, you know when the Bible says sometimes you're feeling bad, you need to sing. Boy, I'm waiting for the day when I got the courage to sing in front of y'all. I told Ronnie, girl, it's coming. I feel it, baby. I feel it coming. But right now, I'm just going to sing in the car. And when I do sing out loud, and I don't want no noise from y'all. Y'all just join in. Like I told you earlier, if you don't know the song, start humming with me. Drown me out. Amen. Sing, he says. Then he says to rejoice. I want to land here for a second because this goes to the text today. Rejoice. That is more expression. That is not half-hearted giving thanks. You know, and I talked about it last time. You know when you do something for somebody and you give them everything and they give you a half-hearted thank you? Listen, I know sometimes you don't have your coffee yet, and I know you haven't got in the mood yet, and I know the notes may not be right yet, but give God some thanks. I want us to train ourselves to get a little vociferous, get a little louder, get a little noisier in our services, because we've got to realize God is calling us to rejoice. There's some churches you go to, I remember a preacher said, you know, the way y'all in here, y'all think that God can't hear. That God is concerned about too much noise. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Rejoice. In other words, give thanks with great joy and delight and intensity. You know, I told you about this old school, you know, back in the day. We talked about this when we were riding. They didn't wait for the choir. They didn't wait for the musicians. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want to. See, I said, Ronnie jumped in at it. They didn't wait for the choir and musician. They started. Somebody would be on the back row. Somebody would be clapping. We got to learn how to get back to giving God thanks. I think we've become too production-oriented. We got to have it just right. Man, hey, I don't care what you sound like. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give God something. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Now I need you to hear it with some intensity. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen. You don't have to wait and get all proper to thank God. Told you, but we come from a culture where it's just thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Then he says, seek continually. Then he says, remember. I want to focus on that this morning. Remember. Somebody say, remember. Remember, the psalmist in 105 says, go back and remember what the Lord has done for you. This continually that Paul says is, watch this now, repeatedly. When he says give God thanks continually, that means repeatedly, frequently, regularly, again and again and again. Everybody say repeatedly. Frequently. Again and again. And so what that means is I'm going to give God thanks. See, we wait for good things to happen to give God thanks. We wait for things to work out for us to give God thanks. The Bible says here, in every circumstance. Now, I want to make sure that you understand, not for. Some people got that confused. I thank God. I remember when I was growing up, I was in a car wreck. I was about 15 years old, and my uncle loaned me, well, he didn't loan me, he had me working. And he told me to bring the trash. This is in the country, so I had to bring the trash to the dumpster area, and it was in a gravel roaded area, gravel road. Now, I was 15, just got my license, actually my learner's permit, and he told me, now he must have trusted me, because it was a 3-month-old pickup truck, Ford, brown in color. New car smell was still in there. And I'm on that gravel road, and all of a sudden, I wasn't going that fast, but you know gravel road, you lose control. I lost control and smacked the tree hard, bam! The next thing I know, I'm laying out on that gravel road. I know, and thank God, wear your seat belts, but thank God I didn't have mine on that time. Because I was ejected after the crunch hit, and there were no airbags at that time. And I'm laying out on that gravel road, and this is a gravel road where nobody traveled. We talked about this week. And I'm laying out there in that sun, and I know my thigh has been broken. I can feel all kinds of pain all over the place, and I'm talking about within minutes, I hear somebody driving up. She gets out and she says, "Oh Lord, baby." I say, "That's my dad." "Oh Lord, baby." And there were no cell phones at that time, so she had to go get somebody to come back, and they got the ambulance. And I remember in traction at Charity Hospital in New Orleans a few weeks later, and the pastor comes in and I say, "Rev, I gotta give my testimony. I gotta tell people about what God did for me. I gotta tell people how God delivered me in this car wreck and brought me out." And I was caught at that moment because I was thinking to myself, if it had not been for the car wreck, I wouldn't be in this bed rejoicing and giving God praise. But I want you to tell you something now. I had to change my mind. It wasn't the car wreck that I needed to give God praise for. It was the protection of God in the car wreck that I gave God praise for. It wasn't the fact that I was injured that I'm giving God praise. It was the fact that I was saved that I'm giving God praise. I'm not giving God praise for the situation. I'm giving God praise in the situation because he promised he'd bring me through. Somebody say glory. God will bring you through. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this, watch this, is the will of God. It's not just your prerogative. This is the will of God for you, to give God thanks. So God wants you to give God thanks, because when we give God thanks, I'm telling you, church, the more you give God thanks, the bigger God gets in your life. The more you give God thanks, the more grateful your heart becomes. When your heart becomes grateful, faith begins to rise in your heart. And that's why right in the middle of that text, Paul says, pray without ceasing. Because he says, with thanksgiving, you make your requests known to God. Come on, church. Any Bible readers know what I'm talking about? See, when you're praying, sometimes you're praying and asking God for something, but you change your prayer from the petition to thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you that yeah, I'm going through something right now, but boy, I remember that you brought me through. I remember you made a way out of no way. I remember you opened a door that was closed. And so this situation is a whole lot smaller than what you did me before. So thank you. Glory to God. to God. Give thanks. I want to give you four times. Can I give you four times continually to give God thanks? Four times. When you remember, four times to give God thanks. Number one, give God thanks for the big things. Come on, somebody. Now, when I say the big things, I'm not talking about your big house. And I'm not talking about your big car. I'm not talking about your beautiful wife or your wonderful husband. I'm talking about give God thanks for Jesus Christ. Amen. Because if it had not been for Jesus, if it had not been for the birth of Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, if it had not been for Jesus Christ raised and reared in Nazareth, if it had not been for Jesus Christ who taught throughout the Judean Peninsula, Judea area, if it had not been for Jesus dying on that cross, where would we be? See, sometimes we forget that if it had not been for Jesus, sometimes we forget about the grace of God. You are not where you are because you are smart. I know you are intelligent. I know you're smart. I know you're strong. Some of y'all are cute. But you're not that way because you're not where you are because of that. You are where you are because of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Grace that brought you through. Grace that caught you when you were lost. Grace that set you up to make you and help you on your way. God's grace. We need to give God thanks just for grace in Christ Jesus. Because when we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet without hope, Christ died for us. See, in that seventh chapter of Romans, when Paul says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me from this?" Then he says, "Thanks be to God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came for us and set us free in this world." Ladies and gentlemen, you are where you are because of Jesus. So if you don't have anything to thank God for, thank God for that cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my sins, they, come on church, rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm happy. Now I'm giving God thanks. Now I'm giving God praise. Continually in all the day. Come on, church. If anybody knows what I'm talking about right now, you got to know that I'm talking about giving God thanks for Jesus and grace. Amen. Amen. Big things. You can't get no bigger than Jesus. Ooh, I wish I had somebody ready to shout with me this morning. You can't get no bigger than Jesus. All the fine cars and cattle on a thousand hills, you can't get no bigger than Jesus. Can't get no bigger. Amen. Giving God thanks for the big things. I give God thanks for the Spirit of God dwelling inside me. Do you know that God chose? But I said chose. God chose to live inside you. The God of the universe who made heaven his throne and the earth his footstool still chose to live right here inside of you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You can't get no better than that. See, we take things for granted, church. That the God of the universe would choose to dwell among us, would choose to dwell in us, to make us stronger on the inside than we are on the outside. God chose to dwell. So I can give God, see, I need the Holy Spirit anyway to give God thanks. So I can give God thanks. Lord, I thank you for filling me with your presence. I thank you for filling me with your power. I thank you for filling me with your glory. Because he said that in the name of Jesus, you shall receive power after the Spirit of God has come upon you. And then you shall be my witnesses. Somebody give God thanks for the Holy Spirit. I thank God. Paul says it this way. I thank Christ Jesus my Lord, who has enabled me, that he put me in the ministry. See, You thought that going to school puts you in the ministry. There are people that think that, you know, that going through the process puts you in the ministry. Starting a church puts you in the ministry. But do you know it was God that called you into ministry? Well, Pastor, I'm not ordained. I'm not talking about ordained ministry. I'm talking about God chose you to be a witness for him in the earth. I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, who enabled me. Now watch this, what Paul says. He says, now, when he called me, it wasn't because of how good I was. It wasn't because of how great I was. As a matter of fact, it wasn't because of what I could do. See, when he called me, he also equipped me and gave me the ability to do what I needed to do. So I thank God. See, can I tell you the secret, church? I don't have to struggle to do what God called me to do. Well, I wish I had somebody listening this morning. I really don't. What God called me to do is by grace. What God called you to do is by grace. If you are somewhere struggling, you might want to recheck where you're going. Now, I'm not talking about having hard times. I'm talking about struggling, trying to figure things out, trying to get through. If you're struggling, you might want to recheck where you are, because there is no struggle in the spirit of God. There is no struggle. There might be some people from the outside attacking you. There might be some lack on some circumstances. But when God calls you, God also makes a way for you. When God calls you, God opens doors for you. When God calls you, God gives you favor with people. They start coming up to you and giving you stuff and just opening doors for you, making ways that where there were no ways. When God calls, Lord, I thank you for calling me into the ministry. Now, that's giving thanks for big things. Can I also say, some of us, we get a little ungrateful and forget about the little things. Can I say, give God thanks for the little things? Amen. Like waking you up this morning. Yes. Like starting you on your way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. See, sometimes we get up in the morning and just think, hey, I'm up this morning. You need to say, first thing in the morning, good morning, Lord, and thank you. Didn't have to let me see another day, but you did. Didn't have to give me strength to make it today, but you did. God is waking you up this morning. Now watch this. Also making your way straight. Also giving you food and clothes. See, you think you worked. Sometimes we think we work for our food. Sometimes we think we work for our Gucci. Our Michael Kors. Sometimes we think we work for it. Do you know that God clothes the lilies of the field? Do you know that God clothes and feeds the birds of the air? So if he knows how to feed the birds and clothe the lilies, he knows how to take care of you too. Giving God thanks for little things. You stop at McDonald's, thank you, Lord. You stop at Burger King, thank you, Lord. You stop at Cane's, glory to God. This Thursday, we went to one of them places where they got them oysters. Hallelujah. Glory. You understand what I'm saying? Giving God thanks. I'm almost done. Give God thanks in the good times. I'm talking about when to give God thanks continually, how to do it continually, in the big things, in the little things, and then in the good times. Yes. There are times when you are spending time with family and you're just kind of reminiscing about the good old days. You know what you should do at that time? Turn that into a prayer meeting. Y'all, I want to, I know we're talking about some of the things that we did in the past, but you know what? Thank God. Thanking God. Boy, you know, we were some fools back then. Thank God he got us out of that mess. We did some dumb stuff. I know some of y'all spent some time with family. Y'all talk about some of that dumb stuff you used to do years ago, and God still brought you through. We can thank God for these good times that God has brought us through. I want to tell you this. I thank God for family.
Amen.
Can I tell you something personally? I thank God when I come to church.
Amen.
You don't realize that there's some places and there's some people that they can't thank God for their church.
Amen.
I know some pastors that hate going to church. Oh yes, I do. I know some personally that hate going to church because they don't like the people in the church. Because the people in the church are so mean. But I can sit back and I can say, I thank God for the members of Grace UMC Arlington. I thank God for these friendly, wonderful people that have a smile on their face. Sometimes even when they don't feel like it, they're still coming in here giving God praise. I thank God for that. I know it might be some good times. Listen, when we're going through stuff, we're still in good times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all remember that old show, Good Time. Scratching and surviving. Good times. Hanging in the... Come on, somebody. Y'all know the song? Since we... Y'all know the song? I bet you Shelly knows it by heart. Good times. But now, here's this last one. Can I give you this one? We got to learn how to give God thanks in the tough times. See, it's easy to give God thanks in the good times. But boy, if you really want to have continual thanksgiving, you got to learn how to do it in the tough times. Not for the tough times, but in the tough times. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but, somebody said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. See, we got to learn how to rejoice even in the tough times. As a matter of fact, the tougher the times get, the more I should be rejoicing. The ones that's making the most noise are the ones that's going through it the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Amen.
We reminisced quite a bit this past week. And my brothers and my mother, my sister, me and my sister and my mom, we reminisced. Ronald was sitting there listening. We talked about it. 8 years old. 8 years old. Father taken, gone, dead. That's tough times. I was 8 years old. Watch this, church. I was the oldest. She had a 4 and a 3 and a 3-month-old. That's tough times. Boy, you can't do nothing but give God thanks. In the middle of all that, God still made a way for a widow who didn't have a job. God made a way. Lord have mercy, I can't do that. If I can't thank God for nothing else, I can thank God for that. Tough times. But God knows how to bring you through. Can I encourage somebody? You might be going through tough times right now. Make this an opportunity. You know, Lord, I'm going through this mess, and I know you see this. Don't you see this? I know you see this, but I'm about to give you some thanks. I'm about to turn my eyes away from my trouble, and I'm about to put my eyes on Jesus. I'm about to put my eyes on the way maker.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Tough times, hard times. You know, I just told you about that tough time, that car wreck. Ooh, that was tough times. Because it was my fault, too. I couldn't blame that mysterious truck that cut me off. Tough times. But God called me in that process, reaffirmed my calling, put me in a place of hearing from heaven in the middle of crisis. Can I give you a hand? Sometimes it's in the middle of crisis where you will be firmed up in your call. I really wish I had somebody with experience with that. Sometimes it's in the middle of a fire that you hear the voice of God. Everybody knows this last one. I'm talking about tough times. When you go to bed one night and wake up the next morning and everything you had to your name is gone. There's some people going through that right now in California. I can appreciate what they're going through, because when Katrina hit, Katrina didn't take no names. Didn't care about who you were and how much money you had and what you did. Came in and took everything that you ever owned, everything you had but the clothes that you had on your back. And you look out over that city and you get on the interstate and all you can see is rooftops.
Yes.
Tough times. Yes. You think about, what in the world are we going to do? First of all, let me stop and give God thanks. What are you thanking God for? Because I'm alive. I'm still here. Somebody didn't make it, but I'm still here. So thank you, Lord. Trying to ride out to the house to see, and you can't even get to your house because the water is 5 feet deep.
Amen.
Tough times. What do you do in that time? You look to the hills. Come on, somebody. From where your help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. I look to God. Lord, I came into this world with nothing, and right now I'm in the same position. But your word says that David said, I was young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So there was not one time where we went without food. Not one time where we were out of clothes. Some people moved to Texas and got triple the house that they had in New Orleans. Some people moved to Atlanta and got three times the job that they had in New Orleans. Why? Because God.
Amen.
Knows how to make a way.
Yes,
out of
no way.
No way. Ooh, boy, I done preached myself happy this morning. I done went back and remembered. This little stuff that you're going through right now, that ain't nothing. Somebody say, ain't nothing. Nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed in Christ Jesus. What you are going through right now is nothing compared to what God has for you. God knows how to make a way out of no way. Giving, somebody say, give God thanks continually. Preachers preach this. They say this, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight. You know how to make the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be pleasing continually? Give God thanks in every situation, in every circumstance. Give God thanks. Lord, my child is acting a fool, but I thank you that he's still here.
That's right.
There's always a reason. Lord, I may not be eating what I want, but I thank you that I'm eating.
Yeah.
Lord, I might not have a job that I want to have. I might be frustrated with this job, but I thank you I got a job.
Yeah.
I don't like this car that I have. It's running on empty all the time. The oil is always leaking, but I thank you that it's still running. Yeah. See, I know how to figure out a way to give God thanks. Every head bowed and every eye closed.